My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants, indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to talk about how all marketing seems to be the same nowadays. And here's what to do about it. So Neil, I mean, we kind of talked about this a little bit a couple episodes ago, but from what you're seeing is, at least for me, when I'm reading from other people, I'm just like, man, it's the same marketing stuff being repeated over and over. I don't know how you're seeing things right now.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, eventually if something works, everyone catches on even faster these days and all ends up turning to be the same. I know you and I have talked about like when people are zigging, you should zag. But what's interesting is what I've seen is when everyone starts copying each other, the tactics still work, just not as long. So what I try to do is I tend not to worry too much about it because from a lot of the A/B tests I'm running, they're still working. What I just try to do is continually try to test new concepts and ideas. But most people, they're like, oh, everyone else is doing this, so I'm not going to do it. Everyone's probably doing it because it's working. But if everyone's doing it because it's working, just remember, it's not going to work for as long. So you need to come up with new ideas and concepts.
Yeah, I think, you know, we also talked about with a podcast like this, you're often going to hear a lot about new tactics, you know, new tools all the time. But we also talked about, you know, your overarching strategy is more important than the tactics or the tools. And so whatever your strategy is, because your company is different, every company is different, you know, focus on the strategy that you set, focus on the goals that you have set, and then you can worry about, you know, what tactics you should be integrating in. Because the problem is a lot of people will listen to a podcast like this and then they'll just blindly follow tactics and they'll be disappointed because they'll get subpar results when they haven't really thought through the strategy, right? So anyway, the first thing I would say is reading books about strategy are super helpful. So there's a Harvard Business Review on strategy. Let me see if I can pull it up. But also thinking about, even if you're a one-man show right now, thinking about, okay, you know, what is my one-page strategic plan going to look like? What am I trying to do with my company, right? So, you know, reading a book like Traction, I've talked about in the past, that's going to get you in that strategic mindset. And then from there, you know, thinking about, okay, now I'm going to start to implement, you know, all these other marketing tactics, but you don't want to overwhelm yourself at the same time, right? So even though all the marketing is the same out there, think about if you're starting out right now, or if you don't have as many resources, can you focus on just that one channel that you're actually doing well at right now and not trying to concern yourself with what everyone else is talking about, right? So doubling down, tripling down on that, focusing, and then starting to branch out slowly and slowly, that's going to allow you to not be waving your arms around frantically and getting, you know, throwing your arms up in frustration because you don't feel like you're where everyone else is at and you feel like you're way behind, right? So do that first. And Neil, I'll turn it over to you and we can kind of go back and forth.
Yeah, the last thing I have from my end, and then it's all you on your end, is a lot of people these days worry so much about strategies and tactics that everyone else is doing, but they forget one important thing, which is obsessing about your customers. Figure out what's going to delight your customers and do that. Like if you look at Amazon, that's been one of the key components to their success. Literally obsess about your customers and do what's best for them. And when I say that, I really mean that. And I'm not just saying obsess because you want to obsess and succeed. I'm also saying that because you should care about them. And I talk to a lot of entrepreneurs and I tell them this and like, oh no, I care about my customers. I'm like, do you really care about your customers or do you really care about hitting a revenue number? Because if you cared about your customers, a lot of times you wouldn't care if you hit that revenue number. And when people really dig into it, they more so care about the revenue than they do about their customers. And you figure out how to obsess about your customers and do what's best for them, you'll get to where you want. And a lot of that won't be tactics-based. Maybe it's not just about marketing. Maybe it's about changing your product, your service, how you're doing business. And that can cause more growth than just quote-unquote a marketing tactic or a strategy versus doing what's right for the long run. And what's right for the long run usually means putting the customer first.
Yeah. And Jeff Bezos said this himself, you know, your margin is my opportunity. And in the beginning, when Amazon was losing money for years and years and years, everyone laughed at him. He was a joke of Wall Street. And look at him now. He's constantly been looking at all the cost centers he has as a business and making them into profit centers. And he's built a behemoth now, right? So it's always been his strategy from the very beginning to focus on the customers. And so that's a good example. Now, I want to come back to the books real quick. Playing to Win, great strategy book. Blue Ocean Strategy, another great one. And there's also another great book called Good Strategy, Bad Strategy. So those three should be enough to kind of hold you over. And again, I think, you know, when you think about obsessing over the customers, you create a brand around that. We've always talked about the importance of, why does Warren Buffett like See's Candy so much? It's because they have a brand. They have a moat around that, right? So when you obsess over customers, when you obsess over the experience that you're delivering for them, you are, in effect, creating a brand around you. And it becomes much easier to do business because it doesn't matter how good you are at marketing. At the end of the day, if you're bringing people to the point of sale and you're not delivering, you've still failed at the end of the day. You're still not doing a good job from a business perspective. So that is it for today. Go to marketingschool.io/live, that's LIVE, to learn about our virtual and our live events, all right? So marketingschool.io/live, that's LIVE, and we will see you tomorrow.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.